You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. I don't know if you noticed, there was a royal wedding over the weekend. 30 million Americans tuning in on a very early Saturday morning. Simon Owen joins us from Fox News live from London. Simon, overall considered a success or not?
Morning, Brian. Yeah, I think so. And the figures here for the TV viewers was just under 18 million, which is not far off being a third of the UK's population. So it's the biggest, certainly the biggest TV event of the year here so far. And so I think that is a sign that there's huge interest in this. I'm not sure where my invitation went. I presume it got lost in the mail because I was outside Windsor Castle on Saturday. But it did mean that I got to spend time with the crowds who had hundreds of thousands of people or 100,000 or so who'd made the journey to Windsor, and they certainly enjoyed it. There were cheers frequently during the service, and then they laid on a really several mile long horse-drawn carriage procession afterwards, and that meant that it was pretty easy for anybody who wanted to get a glimpse of the newlyweds to get that glimpse. And as long as you get that wave and maybe a bit of eye contact, in my experience at these events, people tend to leave pretty happy. So yes, some of the descriptions I heard from people in the crowd were beautiful, magical. They really appreciated the waves that they got from the couple as they went past. I spoke to one woman who was dressed as the British flag, a dress made out of British flags. And I said to her, what are you willing to do to catch the couple's attention? She said, whatever I have to do. So there were efforts along the way to make sure that people got the wave and the smile from the couple that they wanted. And I think in the end, yeah, people went home pretty happy.
All right, the wedding, of course, of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Pretty modern wedding as far as royal family's concerned, right?
It certainly was. I mean, you don't get many royal weddings. If you think back, William and Kate was 7 years ago now. Before that, the last really big wedding before that was Charles and Diana in 1981. So there are several years, in some cases decades, in between each of these events. And the difference for Prince Harry is that he's not a future king in theory. He's not set to become king, unlike Prince Charles and unlike Prince William. And so he has a bit more flexibility. There's less pressure on him to have politicians there. The British Prime Minister wasn't there. The US President wasn't there. There wasn't a requirement to have diplomats and other officials there. So it was able to be, they were able to have a more flexible guest list, but also the ceremony itself. And so we didn't just have the traditional choir of St. George's Chapel in Windsor, but there was also a British gospel choir. And the sermon wasn't delivered by a British priest, as it often is at these events. This was an American bride. And so the preacher was an American. And the style of delivery of the preacher, who was Bishop Michael Curry of Chicago, he's the head of the Episcopal Church and the first African-American head of the Episcopal Church, he gave a very, if I might say, American delivery, and it was very enthusiastic as he told the couple, and I think he was almost nodding to the fact that this was a break from tradition. He said, make of this old world a new world. And he quoted Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He referenced the slaves in the U.S. and in the U.S. South. And this was being talked about in a British royal wedding. That was pretty unusual. And certainly the preacher has been described by some over here as the unexpected star of Saturday.
Yeah, plenty of stars there, though. Tom Hardy and Oprah Winfrey. And how about George Clooney? That guy gets invited to everything.
Yeah, a few of the Spice Girls were there. Elton John performed at the reception, according to reports, although none of that has been confirmed. All of that was behind closed doors. It was certainly the A-list crashing the palace gates. And yes, Oprah was there. Serena Williams, a really long list of celebrities. I think in most of these cases, you can pin it down to either the bride or groom. Somebody who's also attracted a lot of attention here is the bride's mother, Doria Ragland. And we think she was the only relative of Meghan Markle who was actually at the wedding. And so she was kind of on her own to an extent. But she sat there looking at times emotional, but she kept the kind of stiff upper lip that the British royals have become known for. And she was seen to be acting with a great deal of grace over the course of the day. And there was a moment where, as they left the church, Prince Charles took her hand as they went to sign the register at the end of the ceremony. He's got a bit of credit for that as well. But she's certainly become a bit of a star in her own right here this weekend.
All right, one interesting fact before we let you go. I know Idris Elba was there, one of my favorite actors. And I didn't realize that he was a former recipient of help from the Prince's Trust. What is the Prince's Trust?
The Prince's Trust is Prince Charles's effort, and off the top of my head, the best way to describe it, it gives money to people who are perhaps entrepreneurs or gifted young artists and that sort of thing. He's got big business connections with people helping to start up their own businesses. Now, I'm not sure what support Idris Elba received in the past, although he did apparently take a turn on the decks as a DJ. He knows how to get a party started by the sound of things. But yeah, it's one of Prince Charles's charity efforts, and you know, Charles gets a lot of bad press and has done down the years, and some of it probably with good reason, but he has done a lot of charity work, and the Prince's Trust has given a lot of money to many, many young people here.
All right, great stuff, Simon, as always. We appreciate it. Simon Owen, live in London.